This is Frontiers, a space and aeronautics report. When space shuttle astronauts tested a new jet backpack in space on last September's Discovery mission, they may have felt like they'd done it before. In a way, they had. Before the mission, the astronauts practiced flying the backpack in a virtual reality simulation. VR has advantages over many other kinds of simulators. It's cheaper, it's more portable, and it can mimic the behavior of objects in space easier than some ground simulators can. The technology still has a long way to go before it feels really real, says Bowen Lofton at NASA's Johnson Space Center. And yet, when you're inside the virtual world,
it's pretty easy after a while to forget that you're sitting in a laboratory in Houston. You can literally think you're in space or perhaps somewhere else on the planet.
This has been Frontiers. For NASA, I'm Bob Tebow.